Podcast Report, episode number 21. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Report. My name is Cliff Ravenscraft from PodcastAnswerMan.com, and your host for this podcast devoted to the podcasting track of New Media Expo. And of course, along with me each and every week that we do this show leading up to a new conference, I have my wonderful co-host, Megan Enlow. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Cliff. How are you today?
Well, I would normally tell you I've never been better and it gets better every single day. But I'm supposed to get on a flight to Las Vegas in less than 48 hours. And yesterday I was diagnosed with the flu and a bronchial infection.
Yikes. I'm so sorry. Well, the good news is you're still getting better every day. You're just not as great as you've always been.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry you're feeling rotten.
Yeah.
You're getting it out of the way before the conference.
So that's correct. That's awesome. And not to mention the fact that I got some pretty expensive medications, which I assume that it means that they're going to work extremely well.
One would hope.
Exactly.
I'm just getting over a cough too, and I kind of took the same attitude. Well, I have it now, so I won't have it during the conference. That's awesome.
Exactly. So I'm looking forward to it. Nothing's going to keep me from coming to Vegas.
Absolutely.
Little backstory, if you don't mind, Megan, I want to tell you. Sure. I've always wanted to travel to Vegas. I've never been to Vegas before.
You've mentioned that.
And in 2008 was the very first year that I did podcasting full time as my career. It was the most difficult time financially that I've ever had in my life, the first year full time doing this.
Yeah.
Things are much better today, but it was a difficult time. And the highlight of 2008 was right around September or October when I thought that I had quote unquote made it, because the folks over at Panasonic came to me and said, Cliff, we would like you and your Podcast Answer Man brand to come aboard a special team of bloggers and podcasters and cover CES on behalf of Panasonic. You know, you would actually do it for us, and you would just broadcast your experience at CES to your community. We value you and your brand that you've built this much, and we would love to have you participate. All expenses paid, and we're going to give you a bunch of great Panasonic gear that you can mention if you want or whatever. And
awesome.
I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I'm going to get to go to see CES, and I'm going to Vegas. It's all expenses paid. This is great. And 2 days, just like now, 2 days before I was supposed to leave in January of 2009, I was in the hospital with a gallbladder attack, and they had to take out my gallbladder. And I said, is there any way that I can schedule this surgery for after I get back?
Yeah, it's not the kind of thing you can postpone there, Cliff.
No, I know. But so now here I am, no gallbladder. I had them take out my appendix at the same time just in case. So I am coming to Las Vegas. Nothing's holding me back. I am going to sleep until I get on that airplane, and I'll be fine.
Awesome.
So anyway, all of that. What's going on? I hear. Okay, so obviously we're all excited about everything that's going on. We've talked about a lot of things going on. We just got finalization on a special pre-podcast awards show. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, I believe it's a pre-show. We're going to have George Robb come out. He does. He does jazz, he does rock, he does funk. He's very versatile. He's extremely entertaining. He does a humor podcast. So I know I've seen him with a crowd several times. I know he is great with a crowd. He's great with the music. And he's going to be coming out to give us a little entertainment before the show.
That sounds
before the podcast awards.
Awesome. Yes. That is awesome. So that'll be after the Leo Laporte keynote and before the podcast awards.
Correct.
So just stick around, folks. You can always eat later. Come on. And so that's going to be great. So excited to hear that.
I also wanted to ask you, Cliff, about the recording equipment. I understand you were partly behind the recording equipment that we're going to have at the Podcast Pavilion. Can you tell us what's going to be there for the podcasters?
Well, my understanding is that Dave Sinkin and Rick Calvert are bringing their gear to the show. Both of those guys bought Podcast Answer Man equipment packages from me quite some time ago, about a year and a half ago. And if memory serves me correct, they are actually, from what I understand, they're just bringing the entire box of gear that they got from me. So I hope they bring all the cables and everything with it, and that there's no missing elements or pieces. But anyway, let me just go real quick and I'll give you an idea of what's in that package. First and foremost, there'll be a Roland R-05 digital audio recorder. So folks, if you have your own SD card and you want to actually bring that with you and plug it right into the recorder so you can just take the recording with you, that's fine. Or there'll be, I'm sure there's going to be a card inside of it. And if you don't have your own, I'm sure we can maybe just stick it into a thumb drive or something like that and find a way to get it over onto your system so you have a copy of it. But anyway, so there's going to be a Roland R05 recorder. Then there'll be a Mackie mixer. So it's got plenty of, it's going to be a 1402 VLZ3. It can plug in as many as 6 XLR microphones into it. But it should automatically have one Heil PR40 microphone plugged in already. So, like I said, there's two of these packages that Rick and Dave purchased. And, so basically it should be set up for one microphone, one mixer going into one digital audio recorder. There should be also be the ability, if you have a laptop queued up with some sound clips and stuff like that, shouldn't be too difficult to bring in a little patch cable from the headphones jack of your computer and click play on that, and those will get played into the recording and stuff like that. So that'll all happen there as well. And my great friend Tony DiLorenzo is actually going to be kind of helping out with all of that equipment, making sure it's all set up and functioning properly for anybody who's going to be there for the pavilion.
Excellent, excellent. So we've got person on staff and we've got the equipment. We just need the podcasters to bring the talent. And I've got two openings for regular slots, and I've got a couple others for either the very beginning or the very end where it's a shortened period of time. So if you've got a real short show or you just want to do a quick interview with somebody, I have those as well. So contact me, Megan, that's M-E-G-A-N, at nmxevents.com.
Hey, Megan, I have a question for you. Did you schedule you and I one more session for us to record a podcast report from the show floor?
You know, I didn't, because I wasn't sure until a couple of days ago what our responsibilities were going to be as far as introducing other speakers. So maybe after we record this, you and I can get together with our calendars and figure out when the best time to do that is.
Sounds great. We'll see if we can work that out, because I would love to give one more event or one more recording of the podcast report before we go radio silent for a while.
All right, sounds good.
Love to get one more update from the show. That would be great. And even if it's not on the pavilion, I'm sure we'll find some way to connect, and we'll get you guys one more episode so you guys can get a feel and flavor of what people are thinking and feeling after Vegas. Of course,
absolutely.
They say what stays in Vegas has to stay there. So I don't think that happens when you bring podcasters and bloggers, though.
No, it doesn't. What happens in Vegas gets podcasted, tweeted, Facebooked, live view streamed, etc.
Exactly. Hey, you know, you have been deemed our wonderful guest getter, and I happen to know you have a wonderful guest for today. Do you want to introduce said guest?
I will. We have Farnoosh Brock, sorry if I mispronounced that. She is the president and founder of Prolific Living. She does a podcast called the Daily Interaction Podcast. She is going to be a speaker. She is also going to be doing a show at the Podcast Pavilion. And she is also she's going to be working with our attendees as an NMX ambassador. So I'd like to ask her some questions about that too.
Excellent.
Well, welcome, Farnoosh.
Thank you for having me, Megan and Cliff. I'm so glad to be here and so excited about NMX.
I'll tell you, I am excited to be at NMX. You know, Farnoosh, you were probably one of the highlights of my NYC 2011,
yes.
I think it was.
We had, yes, 2011, May 2011. We had a lot of fun in New York at Blog World. It was called Blog World back then. And I'm actually in Vegas now, warming up the place for you guys. I got in yesterday.
That's excellent. Yeah. I'd love to share with people for just a moment, because here's the thing. This is what I love about this event, because today Farnoosh and I are very good friends. I mean, I consider us to be very, very good friends. Have a lot of interaction back and forth with each other. Not only that, not only are you a friend, but you've become also somebody that I consider to be one of my favorite clients and students. And all of this because of this event.
Yes.
And it all started with a couple of tweets before BlogWorld NYC. You said, all of a sudden, I'm getting these at mentions on Twitter from Prolific Living. And I'm like, who is this? And and they're always, they were always so upbeat and encouraging. All these little notes of, it's like, oh, I like that. You know, being a person who is totally into words of affirmation, she's a real cool person.
Thank you. No, this event is awesome. I mean, you may underestimate it, but things happen at the event, and then later you build relationships that just last so long, and I highly recommend it. So,
absolutely. So tell us, Farnoosh, was June of 2011, was that your first event that you attended for BlogWorld?
No. I went to October 2010, and I was hoping you had been here because you said you haven't been to Vegas, so I know you haven't.
I haven't.
It was October 2010, right in Las Vegas, which was the thing that changed my entire career and life, because I came here and I decided to take my hobby seriously. I went home. And then a few months later, I quit my corporate job and I started my business. So that was my first blog world. And
wow.
I came back in June and in May. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's awesome. Did you hear that, people? NMX changed her career, changed her life. Awesome.
And I met you as you were transitioning. You had just left your corporate career, I guess about 6 or 8 months later. And basically, you have, over the last year that I've known you, you've actually created some online courses. You've led several of them. People that I know personally have gone through your career transition course, which has been amazing for them.
Right.
And you've got ebooks on, you've got a juicing program, which I probably should benefit from.
When you recover from your cold, yes, I'd love to have you on there. I can do wonders for you. Yeah, it's been a good year. You know, Cliff, you're going to meet my husband this year, and I just recruited him full-time from his corporate job in December.
Wow.
So it can happen. I mean, I want to encourage people to believe, even if they don't immediately take action, to believe if I did this, I was an employee. I didn't know what else to be at all. I didn't have any entrepreneurship spirit in me, then it can happen to anybody. You just have to want it, and then you'll find a way. And this isn't just empty optimism. I mean, you have to follow with action, but it can really happen. It's a good time in our life.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's a really important point. I hear a lot of people, you know, with this idea that if you just believe in yourself, it's going to happen. Well, yeah, if you believe in yourself and you put a whole lot of hard work into it, then yes, something will happen.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
So, Farnoosh, I your business is called Prolific Living Incorporated. If somebody were to ask you in an elevator, what pitch would you give them in describing who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I laugh because Andy quizzed me at breakfast today. So, what does Prolific Living do? Tell me in layman terms.
Exactly.
And, Right. No, it's a great question. And the best way I have described it, because I didn't want to narrow my business in a tiny little niche because I have so many passions, is that I basically have two pillars in Prolific Living. And I help people create freedom in their careers and in their health with systems and tools that and habits that I have built and share and teach and educate them on. So, was that short enough for an elevator ride?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And hearing it, I can envision it just based upon the products and services that I've seen you offer over the past 18 or 19 months. So yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So tell us, the Daily Interaction Podcast, this is something that you launched a while back. You initially were going to launch multiple podcasts, and I think you did. But today, I think you focused just on the one show. Is it... Can you give us a little bit of a history of your background in podcasting and where it is today?
Right, right. So I found this amazing course by this amazing guy, Cliff Ravenscraft, online. And, you know, I tell people, your course wasn't cheap, but it was so worth it. And at the time, it was a big investment for me. On top of that, we needed equipment and we wanted to do podcasting right. And we had no idea where podcasting was going to go. This is August 2011. So I took your class and I took so much out of it, and I continued to get more out of it over time because of our communication and, of course, how you, you know, give us lifetime membership, etc. But you started this whole thing, Cliff. And so I did start the daily interaction. You're correct. Weekly show, I went for 72 weeks without a break until my recent vacation. I took 2 weeks off and then I'm back on. So that has done really well. On top of that, I started a show with my friend, and it was a very interesting experience. We both learned that working together is very different than just, you know, being friends together. We did some really good shows, but I had to make a really hard decision that I couldn't focus on both. So we had to stop doing that show. And we had some listeners, so we had to disappoint some people. But and then there was the travel podcast that I was going to start with my husband. And we went so far as to get the logo ready and to plan some things, but we just never got it off the ground. So I put all my focus after trying to do three podcasts and then starting two to really going back to one. I believe we spoke at the time. And, you know, it really helped. I don't think there's anything wrong with starting multiple podcasts, but it really helped me focus all my energy and all of my, you know, all the news I had, all the updates, all the good things I was going to bring to one show and to be fully committed and take it really seriously. So it has done well from that perspective.
That is awesome. Megan, were you going to say something?
I just wanted to insert, you know, we have a travel component of our company. We've got TBEX, which does a lot of travel, does a travel conference. So if you ever get that travel podcast, if you ever decide to get it going again, we've got a few people that could help you out, maybe get guests for you, and would love to be interviewed by you.
Heard of that podcast. You're right. Yeah, someone else told me. Thank you. Great to know.
So what is the daily interaction today? I remember listening to the first, you know, 8 or 9 episodes. It was a lot about communication techniques on how to communicate better and stuff like that in your daily interactions with others. Is that what it's about today, or has the show's premise kind of changed a little bit now that you have this very clear focus and you're putting more of your overall passion into the show?
Right. That is how it started. Correct. Very good memory, Cliff. And we basically, I believe, communication, if you know how to communicate, you can get just about anything you want. Mm-hmm. You know, how to negotiate, how to influence, how to persuade, how to talk to someone, how to say no, how to say yes, how to get to yes, all of that. You can really get just about anything you want. And so I basically built the platform on communicate, how to communicate in awkward situations, in ugly situations, in the stuff that nobody wants to talk about, not the stuff that's so well talked about, like how to be a speaker, but more like how to say no in front of your mother-in-law when it's a very uncomfortable situation. So I got into that stuff. And also talk a lot about communicating with yourself, like the inner dialogues and those inner voices that come to us. And then I did get into talking about more about affirmations and understanding yourself. And the better you understand yourself, the better you can improve your inner dialogues. And that's going to reflect your actions, decisions in life, because I'm sure you all have had some inner dialogues, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
So, and this is all because I struggle with all of that, and I focus on it, and I try things, and I experiment, kind of like Tim Ferriss, you know, he experiments so much. He's an uber super experimenter. But whatever works, I think this is so fascinating that we can change our life by the way we communicate. So that's been the premise. But it's funny you ask, because I'm actually going to change the format in 2013 and beyond, and it had been solo, just me doing the podcast for all these weeks, but I'm going to start bringing in fresh new voices. So I'm actually going to start doing once a month interviews. I'm kind of fine-tuning the exact angle of approach for those interviews right now.
Excellent. So you're going to be doing a recording of a podcast at the Podcast Pavilion. What show are you going to record there? Is it going to be an episode of Prolific Living?
It's going to be an episode of The Daily Interaction, and it's going to be one of those very first interviews, and I'm crossing my fingers to get this one person to say yes. You may or may not know him. His name is Mark Pendleton, and he started something called Radio Lingua.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I used to listen to Coffee Breakfast.
I'm getting, you're cutting out just a little bit. I think we're getting a little background noise. Did you say Coffee Break Spanish?
French.
Coffee Break Spanish, French, okay.
Yes. So I have, and he's on the panel with me, on Karen's panel, and I really hope to interview Mark on my interview slot that Megan has put for us.
Excellent. Do we know the date and time of that, if anybody's interested?
We do. Megan has it, right?
I don't have it in front of me, but I will pull it up right now.
Well, while she's pulling that up, tell us a little bit about the panel. You mentioned that you're on a panel with Mark Pendleton, Karen Hoag, and I believe some other folks. Can you tell us a little bit about the How to Effectively Podcast to a Global Audience session?
Yes, correct. Yes, I am on a panel. I'm very excited about that. So this is to bring some understanding and awareness to the fact that you're not just talking to a U.S. audience if you're a U.S. podcaster. You may know this because you go and look at your download stats, but if you really think about it, the people in different cultures are listening to you, and so they relate to everything you say. Can you speak in such a way that you can increase your reach and your understanding and cross over those boundaries of culture gaps, and really, instead of using all those, you know, cliches and cultural idioms, maybe be more cognizant, or there may be another approach to it. You know, I'm sure everyone is going to have suggestions, but understanding how to speak to global audience, people who may understanding English, so you enunciate better. That's my understanding of the topic that we're going to cover in our session.
That is amazing.
Excellent. That will be on Monday at 12:45 at the Podcast Pavilion, which is on the expo floor.
Right. Giving the Pendleton interview. The panel is going to be on Sunday, actually.
Okay, so just to make sure that we're on the same page here. So, Megan, the Podcast Pavilion interview that Farnoosh is doing, yes. What date is that again?
That is Monday.
Monday at
12:45.
Monday at 12:45. Mm-hmm. And then the session, How to Effectively Podcast to a Global Audience, is on Sunday. Do you know what time that is, Farnoosh?
It is at 11:45 a.m. Pacific.
Excellent. I want to highly encourage people to go to this. As somebody who is a podcast consultant and coach, I can tell you that if you haven't looked at your stats, there's a good chance, just on average, that about, you know, if you're from the United States podcasting to what you think is mostly a US-based audience, you're probably running right around 80% of the people who listen to your show is in the US, and about 20% of your audience is not in the US. They're outside of the US, and they're from anywhere from Hong Kong, Sri Lanka, Kuwait, all over the world, honestly. And I've had the privilege of getting a lot of emails where people will say, hey, you said this phrase and it makes no sense at all to me. Can you explain this? And so over the years, I've realized, it's like, oh, wait a second. I have to realize that not everybody watched all those American television shows that I did when I was a little kid. So they don't, it's like every now and then, you know, I think probably all three of us on this call, well, I don't know. Furnish, you'd have to know what I mean when I say Bueller. Do you know?
No, I don't. Listen, I've been living in the U.S. 20 years. I'm still behind on those expressions. They still get me.
but Megan, now when I say Bueller, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And there's a teacher who's asking a question and nobody responds. And he goes, Bueller. He's doing roll call and nobody responds. So anyway, whenever you're whenever I'm actually saying something, nobody responds. I say, Bueller. And nobody gets it anymore. And of course, now it's not only that, but now it's not only how to effectively communicate to a global audience. We need another session next year.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to say. Age, right?
Yes, we need how to effectively communicate our podcast to a younger audience. because I'm going to be 40 in January. So
congratulations.
Thanks. Yes. I'm feeling great about that.
Hey, I threw a party when I turned 40. Embrace it, Cliff.
All right. So anyway, but now I realize there are things that I say that, you know, music that I talk about that these young people don't even know. And what's up with these 13-year-olds serving food at the fast food drive-thrus?
Yeah. Anyway. I have an answer for that. Don't go to fast food. It's bad for you anyway.
It is. Just kidding. So anyway, Farnoosh, it sounds like, so you said you're in Vegas already.
Yes, we got here just to relax a little bit and to warm up the place. I'm serious.
Nice.
Well, yeah.
Are you seeing some shows while you're there?
You know, we might go see the movie, Durango? No, Quentin's movie. We might go see Quentin's movie because I never go to movies at home because it's not that interesting. You know, it's more exciting when you're away. And I'm actually working. I am finishing writing my book. My contract is, you know, my manuscript is due very soon. So we're just, you know, spending a few days and waiting for the conference to start. So should be fun.
And when are you leaving Vegas?
We leave Vegas on Wednesday. So a couple of days after, day after NMX ends.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I am actually staying all the way through Friday late at night. My plane leaves, get this, 11:59 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
Taking the latest flight out of town.
Good.
But I've decided I am actually going to enjoy CES while I'm there. The consumer, you know, remember, I have a story where I missed CES. By golly, I am not missing it this time.
That's awesome. I mean, there's 100,000 people coming to town for that alone, which is ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. I'm so glad you're going to enjoy both conferences. It worked out really well, didn't it?
It did. It worked out great. Well, Farnoosh, thank you so much for coming on. Do you want to plug anything while you're on here? Anything at all?
You know, I want to plug health in general. So I do a lot of stuff with health, and I think that I just want people to focus on their health, whatever that may be. You know, my biggest thing is green juicing. I think juices of fruits and vegetables, they do really, really, really amazing things for you. But I just want to plug health in general. And so as you go to the new year, happy new year, focus on your health, especially if you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a, you know, hardworking current entrepreneur. We tend to forget that and think we're going to be taking care of it later, and you're not going to take care of it later. And if it goes downhill, then there will be no later. So got to take care of your health, be vigilant about it, and whatever works for you, pick something, stick with it. Take care of your health. That's my pitch.
That's awesome. I love that pitch. Great public service announcement from Farnoosh Brock. Go check out everything she's doing online at prolificliving.com.
Guys, rock. See you in Vegas.
We'll see you there. All right.
You're in Vegas.
Let me fire up the music. And we've got 60 seconds, Megan. Tell us anything you want to tell us.
We have Vegas coming around right around the corner. It's January 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Rio. You can find discounts on our Facebook page. That's Facebook.com/New Media Expo. We've got the Podcast Pavilion happening. You can reach me at NMX Podcast. You can get tickets at NMXLive.com. And one real quick shout out to Princess Entomologist and Builder Boy for being so quiet during the show. They've been here with me. They are 6 and 7. It's not easy to be quiet for so long. So good job, guys.
Awesome stuff. My friends, I look forward to seeing you at New Media Expo. If you see me around, please make sure that you say hello. I would love to meet you, and we're going to have a great time. I promise to be healthy by then. I promise you too, Farnoosh. All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you there in Vegas.